What about, you make any kind of meat out of the, anything out of the meat from the head?
Well, the they make hoghead cheese out of the head. They take and cut that out. They cut off the schnauzer and then they cut the head open and chop it up and make hoghead cheese out of it. They pick the bones out and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't make it, but I know how they do make it, yeah. Hoghead cheese, that's my mode. Now, some people will cook part of it and call it a chowder.
Chowder?
Yeah, but I don't care for it like that. I don't like nothing head. Outside a woman head, I ain't want it. No, so my wife, my daughter up there, she's crazy about squirrel head and all like that. You can have the head. I'll eat the other part. I don't want no head, no.
What about the liver? Ever make anything out of the liver?
The liver? It's good.
You ever grind it up and make anything?
No, sir, I never grind it up and make nothing.
What about, you ever use a hog blood for anything?
Mason Smith.
What, ever use a hog blood for anything?
No, sir. Well, now, there's people who take some and make what you call blood pudding, but blood I pudding? Don't want that. No, sir, you can have your blood pudding. I don't want that. Yeah.
What about, you ever have something where you take either the head cheese or just the juice from it and mix it up with cornmeal?
I guess so, but now I don't know about that. Yeah.
Let's see. You said something about a bucket, I believe. Or did you? What would you carry milk in?
Bucket.
A bucket. Now,
yeah.
Would that be wood or metal? Or
metal. Yeah, well, we used to, back then, were tin buckets. Now, we had a great big bucket like that. And I'd go and milk that cow and fill that little bucket. And I pour it in that bucket. Go to the next cow and do the same thing. Until we get that bucket full, then we turn the cows all in and let them get the balance. And then we take the buckets on to the house. Yeah. And strain it and pour it up.
Generally people keep hogs. Have some kind of bucket in the kitchen where they throw the stuff that they're going to take out and feed the hogs?
Yeah, that's the slop. The swill, they call it. Some swill. Say slop, some say swill. Yeah. It's all the same, no?
What about the big container that might have out in the yard to used to wash clothes in it?
A wash pot.
And would they make anything else in that or cook anything in it?
Yeah, if you want to boil crabs. And I've known my grandmother sometime with a little bit of syrup that need cooking over. It ain't enough to go in the big pot. She put it in that wash pot. Mm-hmm. And I got one out there now. You don't see them much. I know they hide the devil if I had to buy one.
What do they make syrup out of?
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane?
Yeah. Now, there's a little I got over there this year and a little bit back there because I couldn't work it. It ain't gonna make anything. I paid a fella $15 the whole 8 rows over there and 8 back down there. And them 8 down there, I think, is a little bit longer than them. But it ain't gonna do anything. It had too much rain on it. And that's why all that, man, no work. Because Smith tell me he got his cane and joint up that high. Well, I see 1-2 heel down there, mine joint up that high. But they ain't gonna do anything this year. But it's a funny thing. I planted from the same son Herbert Day up to that oak tree of rose about a task long, 8 rows. And I got 200 gallons of juice that year. And the next year I let the stubble stay there and I planted 4 rows all the way through to this fencing.